Second hour, Darren Donick and Chase here on this Friday morning. Hope everybody's having a great day. What a beautiful day. By the way, the weather at night has been so cool and nice. Fall is just around the corner. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe with you. Don't forget, you just made the list coming up at high noon. Also, Alan Bell in the third hour as well after you just made the list. So we'll get into some bets before we go into pick six in the final hour. Right now we bring in Big Joe on the go, Joe Dubin. Joe, if people are looking for scores tonight, they are looking to get their high school fix, where do they need to turn?
And go to Main Street Preps. You can follow them on Twitter at Main Street Preps. You got scores, you got stories, a lot of cool things that are going on. So just hit that up tonight when you're out and about and want to get a story or a score, and we'll have it for you tonight as we enter week four already of the high school football season. So after tonight, you know, they have 11 weeks because of the open week. So after the night, you're about a third of the way through the regular season, which is crazy.
Crazy, for sure. You know, we had Kelly Holcomb on yesterday because we were doing silly underdog picks, and we got into a little bit about that Riverdale team that has been scoring a lot of points, but really their defense has also been scoring a lot of points, have been opportunistic and making the most of it. How good do you think this Riverdale team is?
Well, it's funny because I was just looking them up about 15 minutes ago. They're as good as they want to be, but there's one problem, and that's called the Oakland Patriots. So Riverdale takes on Shelbyville tonight, which is a great, great game. I mean, it's at Riverdale, Shelbyville just down the road. It's going to be a great environment there. Offenses are great. A lot of teams are scoring a lot of points, but it's the defense, which so far after the first 3 weeks, what are making teams really stand out with a good defense, because teams put up 34 points, but you know, if you're losing 48-42, well, you can score all the points you want. The defense isn't going to stop anybody, but that's a good team. But again, you've got to go through Oakland, and that's the problem with a lot of these teams in 6A down there. You have to go through Oakland. That's kind of the barometer of where you are. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, that's always – they can add more schools in Murfreesboro with Siegel and with Blackman and Rockville, but the core is still that Riverdale-Oakland football game, which is coming in a couple of weeks. So – they're headed for a collision course, but I like what Kelly's doing down there. I like what Coach Kreisky's got down there at Riverdale. That's a good program. High school football is better in our area when Riverdale is good, and they're good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I've got a great Shelbyville joke. Willie and Chase can vouch for it, but I'll tell you it another time.
Save it.
Okay.
Yeah, just save it. It was bad.
Park it, because it hit so well yesterday.
Still. Let's stay close by to what we were just talking about, Joe. I had to do it. Stewart's Creek. I'm over there all the time. It's in my backyard, basically. Beautiful new high school, middle school, elementary, great facilities over there. Where are they at in their development, their growth as a young school in Rutherford County?
Well, you know, you just said it. Great facilities, great kids, great community. I don't care where you are, Darren. If you put all those together at any school across the state of Tennessee, across America, you've got a recipe for success. And Stewart's Creek is really coming up. There's so much talent down there. A lot of people are moving out of Davidson County. It's just a fact. And they're looking at places where schools are good. And Stewart's Creek is exactly that, what they have and where they've been. You know, years ago when they first come up, like, man, how are they going to compete with these other schools in the area? There's so much down there. But then there's a lot of talent. You got people moving out to the suburbs. That's a school that's really standing out. Just like I'll give you Stewart's Creek, I'll give you Green Hill, which is now, you know, they're having a great season so far. They got a big game tonight where they're taking on Columbia Central at home. But just like you talked about, Darren, good facilities, good students, good coaches, great community. You're already halfway to winning right there. So yeah. I like where Stewart's Creek has done. And they only get better from there.
You know, since we last spoke, Joe, just sad news in the high school football community. Richard Campbell, unfortunately, passing away at 57. Tough loss.
It is. And, again, I've told you guys why football is so important to me. If you don't know who Richard Campbell is, he's a longtime coach. He's at Hunter's Lane. He's at Stratford. He is what a high school football coach is all about. Unfortunately, he passed away. You know, reading a story this week where him and Joe Campbell would go into the inner city and they hadn't heard from the kid for a few days and make sure that he's okay, make sure that his lights are on, make sure that he's getting fed, make sure that he's okay. That's why high school football stands out. by guys like Richard Campbell who go out and leave their mark in the community. And you saw just the tributes to him online. So many people, just he was beloved and loved him. And that's why it stands out with a guy like that. And it's a huge loss. And tonight, Stratford takes on McGavick, which is, you know, I wish 10,000 people would go to that game tonight and just pack it out as a tribute to Richard Campbell, but to honor, you know, Metro schools and people that are there. It's going to be, an emotional environment tonight because of what Stratford meant to Richard Campbell. But that's a huge loss. You know, it's not going to be page 1A of the paper, but the impact a guy like he has on kids and has had on kids throughout the years, you can't write that down. I mean, it's amazing the lives he's touched, and it's a tough loss for a lot of us here in Metro.
Joe, just picking up on something we talked about last week, I have a good friend that is a teacher at Hillsboro, and I went with my son and his son to the Hillsboro game, first home game they've had over there in a long time, and I got to see everything that they're doing. It's still not all finished. There's still a lot of construction going on, but the field looks great. They have a parking garage that on top of it, they have a turf soccer field that I think the soccer field plays, soccer team plays on. And I guess the football team could practice there in theory.
Right.
But it looks awesome. Hillsboro came up short. Smyrna looked pretty good. But it's just great to see all the progress that's going on over there. For a program, I was telling my son, I was like, you watch Smyrna and Hillsboro play. You go back a couple of, I guess it's been a couple decades now, but we're talking about two perennial powerhouses. And I was like, yeah, these teams have both won state championships. So these are two historic programs here.
You're exactly right. You know, Hillsboro, now my mind is wandering on me because I'm getting old, but might be the last Metro team to win a state championship back in 2008 when Scott Blade, the head coach of Independence, was at Hillsboro. So there's a lot of success there. They've been really good throughout the years. And that was my number one thing on my list this week, to look at Hillsboro being 0-3. They're winless. And, yeah, I love the new stadium over there. I love that they're investing in the kids. It's fantastic. But to see Hillsboro 0-3, but tonight East Nashville comes to visit. Another great program taking on a great program. So if you're out in that area tonight and you want to support high school football, that really, I'm so proud of you with the game. I love that. The fact you went out and supported these kids and new stadium, now you got a inner city rival, but East coming over there with them to take on Hillsboro. What a great environment. And I love that. I love seeing the stadium. I love seeing the progress. But I'm also at the same time, I'm like, I'm shocked that Hillsboro is sitting here at 0-3. East Nashville is 2-1, but it still should be a great football game tonight over there in Green Hills.
Yeah, it was a great crowd, great atmosphere. You got to love that. And so, Joe, another great game, fun storyline. Again, going back with a little historical perspective, Engel Martin was a great high school quarterback for MBA. Now we know every year he's putting together great teams at CPA. CPA against MBA tonight. That's going to be fun.
You know, funny, Will, you bring that up because that was number two on my list. Engel Martin, I've read correctly, my good friend Donovan Stewart puts this out on Main Street Preps. I think Engel Martin has already got 120 wins as a high school football coach. And, you know, he hasn't aged. Engel Martin looks 22 years old, so I'm not sure how old he is. But tonight they take on MBA. You're right, he's going to take on his alma mater. NBA is now 1-2, CPA 3-0. This is a great football game to see tonight because you got these two good powerhouse football teams kind of right now going a little different directions. But, you know, and coaches will tell you this all day long, oh, it's just another game on the schedule. But you guys know this. When you're taking on a place where you gave your heart and soul as a kid and played, you want to, it's nothing against your alma mater, but you want to win to show them how good you're doing now. And so CPA 3-0, NBA 1-2. I think it's the first time they've played since 2006, maybe, so it's been a while, which is really good. They're getting this game back together tonight. But look at Engel Martin. I mean, look at he's one of the best high school coaches, not in Tennessee, but I think across America. He graduates players, he puts players at the next level, and he wins games, and he's a state champion. That's perfect right there.
All right, Joe, I'm going to take the other low-hanging fruit because I know Chase can go deep with his knowledge of high school football. But I saw some great clips this week of the delivery by the Titans out to Waverly with the shoulder pads. And, it went beyond just the football equipment. It was like washers and dryers and other things that maybe I wouldn't have thought about off the top of my head to try to help pick things back up as quickly as possible out there. And it followed up with the scheduling of the game. That's going to be a really special thing.
Yeah, next Thursday night at Nissan Stadium. And look, we bang on the Titans all the time about this and that, personnel moves and on the football field stuff. But off the field, what they've done in the community is amazing. And so to help out Waverly that way, you know, people are cynical, like, well, they shouldn't do it anyway. No, they're not obligated to do anything except go out and win football games. But they've made a commitment to high school football. And Josh Corey over at Titans has done a great job. You'll talk to these coaches around Middle Tennessee about the Titans have reached out to them, donating equipment. They've done it for years, donating equipment and cleats and hats and shirts. And what they've done for Waverly to open up their arms to embrace that football team is unbelievable. And to see what they're doing for them is fantastic. And so you see that, the washer and the dryer. And you saw the kids trying on the shoulder pads and the helmets and everything else they've gotten. It's fantastic. I reached out to John Robinson last year, and I said, hey, you know, I'm going to buy a football. And I went to the proper channels and said, do you mind signing this for DCA? They, you know, their first game, the tornado destroyed the stadium and the school. And I said, it's no big deal. And I went to, you know, the proper channels. And I said, if you can't do it, I completely understand. I will not be upset. But I thought I'd ask. Within an hour, I got an email back that said, bring the football over. Not only will John sign it, but Mike Vrabel will sign it. So I got this autographed football, and it's more than their signatures. You're like, we're proud of you, tight and strong, stand tall, stand tough. They didn't have to do that stuff. And the football, that football, guys, meant so much to a small school that lost everything. And that's just an example of the kind of people that the Titans are. And I go back to John Robinson. He's a huge high school football. When I was over there, he's like, what's the big game tonight on Friday night? And we talk high school football. It's more than just saying something. They're actually doing something. So, really, when you see all that stuff, it's fantastic.
Well, and to that point, Joe, because I remember us talking about this back in the day on the Game Blitz of, you know, the talent in this area. And I understand there are several steps before they get to John Robinson. But continuing that relationship with high school football in the Mid-State, developing the talent in the Mid-State, you know, that's only going to help moving forward. Because how many guys do we see in the NFL now that we talked about on that first season of Game Blitz?
Oh, it's amazing. And so, you know, they sponsor the Mr. Football Awards.
Yeah.
They do all that. You know, Mike Keith takes a big interest in this. And I told you my Mike Keith story. You know, he was up to a couple of years. He still might be doing it. He was the PA announcer at BGA High School for the football games. And I said, you're so busy. Why are you doing this? He's like, I told myself when I started to always be grounded through high school football in some shape, form, or fashion. And if I can be the PA announcer on a Friday night to help them out, I'm going to do it. And the way he was talking, you could see that passion coming out of it. And so I love it. And so it's just part of what the Titans do to help out high school football. And you know, I'm sure there's many other stories that we don't know about where they've donated equipment and done things for kids in this area. And so I'm grateful that we have an NFL team in this city.
Another program that we always liked talking about back in the day, and Coach Chris Hughes, always fun to come on with us before and after games, but Fairview, 2-1 on the season for the Yellow Jackets so far. They'll take on Westview tonight. What do you think about that program as they've been one that, you know, we've talked about a lot?
Well, that's a fun program to watch because they throw the ball so much. You know, he's still – Chris Hughes, the football coach in Fairview, if you don't know him, he's one of the top flag football quarterbacks in the country. I mean, he's 53 years old, and he travels the country winning flag football tournaments. And his football team has his personality. So they got a brand-new turf field at Fairview. It looks good, and that's a great program. They've got a different division this year. They're playing White House Heritage, a few other schools they've not normally played in the past. But it's fun to watch a football team that throws the ball around in high school football. Sometimes it's really good. Sometimes it's bad. Like coaches say, when you throw a football – only one good thing can happen out of three. But it's fun to watch when they throw the ball so many times during the game. So that'll be a fun time tonight out in Fairview to watch them take on Martin Westview.
Out in Sumner County, the Gallatin Green Wave, they started off 1-2. They had to forfeit the game against Blackman, but they did win their region game. They lost to Mount Juliet as well. But what do you think about that program and where they're at right now? Because they're usually pretty good.
That's the number one game tonight, Chaser. Good job, buddy. Station Cap goes into Gallatin. Station Cap's 3-0. Gallatin's 1-1. As I said earlier about Riverdale, when Riverdale's good, high school football is better in Middle Tennessee. When Gallatin is good, the same thing. And Chad Watson's done a great job out there. What he's done, he's gone to the middle schools and really invested in those kids there. So when they're in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, there's a lot of pride for Gallatin. So when they get to high school, they've been in that system. They know what Gallatin football is and what it means. But tonight, you got an undefeated Station Camp team traveling just down the road to take on Gallatin. Gallatin's 1-1, Station Camp 3-0. But that environment, Chase, you've been in that Gallatin environment.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. That is what high school football is about. I mean, you have the end zone, then maybe you have a yard before you hit the fence. That's how high school football is there. And that stadium has been around for so long. It's iconic. And it's a great atmosphere. So tonight, they got their hands full. That's the number one game around Middle Tennessee today, watching Station Camp travel to Gallatin.
That is a great place to watch a game. Great place to watch a game.
Joe, I want to ask you, I meant to ask you this a few weeks ago, and I forgot, so shame on me, but the Tennessee Heat.
Are you going, Chase, you're the youngest guy on the panel
I know.
You're losing some memory already? Come on.
I'm forgetful.
It's Friday.
Clarksville Academy is hosting the Tennessee Heat, and this was a program that I didn't know that much about. You know, I would see them on the scoreboard, and I'm like, what is that, the Tennessee Heat? And for those that don't know, it's for homeschooled kids, a football program that's been put together that kids that are homeschooled, that they can still play high school football. What do you know about that, and how cool is that to see a program like that that is able to bring kids together? Because as you've said, just how important high school football is.
Well, you know, more and more kids are being homeschooled, and so there's just an outlet to play for high school football. You know, I'm a big team guy. I mean, you need to be on a team, I think. Whether you play or not, you're still contributing because you're at practice and you're on the scout team and things that are going on. So the fact that they've got a homeschool team now that can do that, I don't know a whole lot about them with, like, players and coaches and everything, but I do know that they exist. And so, you know, teams want to, in this COVID era, a lot of games are canceling, and so if you can pick up a team like a Tennessee Heat or a homeschool team like that to play, it's even better. So I like that it's given an outlet for kids who are homeschooled, can go out and play high school football and enjoy the experience on a Friday night, because otherwise you wouldn't get to do that. And so I'm good for the Tennessee Heat to be able to do that tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. JoJo, always a pleasure. We will do it again next week. Who's DCA got?
DCA's got White House Heritage. Before we go, let me give you a couple games that is running air tonight. They're pretty big. Portland at White House. That's always a
great rivalry there.
We'll be there tonight. That's at White House. They don't play at the high school. They play at the city park. So get there early. It's going to be packed tonight. Wilson Central travels to Springfield. That's also a great environment tonight to go out and see a game. So there's a couple things right there for you to go out and check out. And also Columbia at Green Hill. We talked about them. Upstart program. They're now 2-1. Coach Crouch has done a great job out there. So plenty of games to get out tonight and support your team. And really, I'm so proud of you for going to Hillsboro last week. Thank you, my man.
All right.
There you go. JoJo, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, boys.
Big Joe Dubin, Mainstream Preps, is the Twitter and the website, Mainstream Preps. You can follow that and get all the latest on high school football. As you know, Joe is very, very passionate about, and as am I. I'll actually be on Fox 17 later tonight talking some high school football. So looking forward to doing that.
Chase is a man of many hats. I love it.
It's where I started. So, I mean, I gotta still have a little bit of high school football and be able to cover that. And I'm ready to get out to a game. So that's going to happen maybe tonight. We'll see. But appreciate Joe. He joins us every Friday at 11. You just made the list coming up at noon. But, Willie, it's time. You have your Titans questions ready.
Oh,
we're going to answer those when we come back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 105 The Game.